Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Dice Club! Last time, our brave heroes escaped from the brig of Corvus Heath's ship, embarking on a stealth mission to try to decipher what to do next. Through the careful use of some invisibility, they recovered the crystal before finding a strange ringed machine. They put the catalyst inside, and it begins floating, rings spinning to reveal a heading. They follow it back to the ship, where, among docked rowboats, they encounter Cyrus. Seizing him, they question him before realizing they don't have time for that, ultimately electing to take him with them. They sail off into the night, Cyrus in tow, undetected by Heath or his men. Let's see where their story takes them next!
Venus.
Hi.
You're on your ship. You're at the helm again, and it feels right. You feel relieved that you're captaining. It's nice to be at the wheel. You look around you, and there's water completely surrounding your ship. That's interesting, you think to yourself. All this time sailing, you've only ever gone from one port to another along the shoreline. And as you think that to yourself, you notice that there aren't any crewmates around you. There aren't any sails lowered, either. The ship isn't moving, and as you realize that, lightning strikes. You're in your quarters, sitting at your desk. You're looking around at the bookshelves lined with books you'll probably never get the time to read. You see scoring on the walls from fights you've had in here. You see scoring on the doorframe, showing how tall he's gotten. Thunder cracks, and the window behind you shatters, pouring the waves into your chambers and onto your face. And you wake up, drenched, Saradin standing over you with an empty bucket.
Wake the fuck up!
It's around midday, and you've been rowing now for a couple days, actually. Navigation hasn't been all that hard. The crystal compass has been really helpful in keeping you on course, which has been more or less directly west. It's been a gamble on whether or not you'd be able to actually make it wherever this compass is taking you, and what little supplies you had on you are close to running out. The sun has bared down on you almost unceasingly, but the waves haven't really been all that bad. How have the six of you, I guess, fared on this boat? What's the general morale?
I think I have a pretty awful sunburn, because I am ginger.
Oh, God.
I guess Venus is really sleepy. Hot dang.
Saradin, at some point, probably gave their little cape cloak to Meadow to keep her from the sun, because she is red as a lobster in skin
she is
and
just
hair.
Burning.
Those Irish jeans going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Fantasy Irish. You don't want to mess with it.
I think a lot of Goodberry casting, just to keep, you know, because the supplies are running low.
Yeah.
How's what I want to know is how Cyrus is doing.
Ren has been staring him down and glaring the entire...
You've been staring, like, longingly at him?
No. I'm like... very angry. I'm staring daggers into him while I'm, like, sharpening my own dagger, you know?
You're staring into him? Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we should. I didn't plan on him being here for this, but we should kind of resolve that. He's here with you. I think that first night that you left, he tried to you tried to get stuff out of him, but it was like late, and you all evidently were tired as well because you'd been up, I think, for like almost a full 28 hours at that point, and he was like, "Look, let's just get into this tomorrow," and then tomorrow came around, and I guess jump back in time, and you can ask your questions of Cyrus here.
I think my first question is, why are you being so fine with this? Why are you cooperating?
I second that question.
I third.
I mean, well, in its simplest terms, there are 5 of you and 1 of me. Well, I thought there were 3 of you, but I guess 2 of you were invisible. That was a pleasant surprise for me to figure out there's more of you.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly a barbarian myself, so I know I can't take you all and you know, dagger and all that to the throat. I do appreciate that. Not really bandages
sure
on the
you
rowboat.
Do.
but more so than that, things are kind of odd.
Oh yeah, no, we noticed.
That
actually brings me to my second question. My first question, but the next one. What are you doing here?
Yeah, I was wondering this too.
Not like here as in on our boat, here as in this dimension, you know?
Universe, even.
He says, well, that's also a difficult question to answer, I guess. I remember Kairos fighting the 7 of you, which I imagine Kazuka and Demetrius stayed behind.
Yes.
Someone has to clean up that mess that you guys made.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't really make any mess, but that's...
Well,
you did kind of charge into our home, but that's...
The metaphorical mess of your rule. Yeah.
That's all semantics at this point.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not get into that. Well, what last I remember is watching the fight go down between you and my father, and I don't know exactly what Demetrius did, but that light erupted and I panicked, leapt into it, and I woke up on in the middle of an ocean, and I imagine it. You can imagine that is quite disorienting to just be someplace else. I don't know how familiar you are with that.
Oh, you don't know how familiar you are with that sensation, do you?
Yeah. Almost about 3 times.
I mean,
now?
Clearly you're here, so at least some. But I wake up, and I'm on a boat, and the first person that I see is, well, is who I assumed was my father. And as time went on, it became overwhelmingly evident that that could not be farther from the truth.
Mm. How so? Mm.
Well, for starters, he has, I'm sure you've heard it by now, an entirely different name, Corvus Heath.
Well, changing your name's easy.
He hasn't. It's not this. If you say that my father died, I guess my father is dead.
Oh yeah, sorry about that.
We all have dead parents. Fuck you.
Not all of us are dead parents.
I don't think my parents are dead.
I'm pretty sure my parents are alive.
Okay, whatever. People have dead parents.
Okay, moving on.
Well, it's the first I'm hearing about it, I guess, is what I'm saying. But if that is the case, then it is abundantly clear that this is not just him being someone else. This is entirely someone else, although some aspects of him remain the same, such as his visage, his grasp on the world. I'd say he has a shared vision for himself and his place in whatever world he's in. He's adopted a similar role here that my father did as leader of...
The role of an asshole tyrant, you mean?
If you want to be reductive.
Well, I do, actually.
I do. You know what? I'm feeling pretty reductive.
Tin,
reductive is my middle name.
Oh, sick.
Venus Reductive.
I have an answer for you, Marsh.
it's rain, but okay.
Whatever. It's the same thing. The direction, if you really think about it.
The direction that we're going, is it the same or a similar direction to where Novella was thrown? Can I figure that out? From where we were on the ship and where we left.
I think Novella was thrown, like, southwest, and you're heading west, but, like, slightly north, but mainly west.
Okay.
And you were on a ship for a while after she was, like, thrown as well. So the position you were heading is, like, different.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyways.
Is there anything else, or are we...
No, so...
Are we kind of square?
Why? I mean, I get that, like, we outnumber you and everything, but you still seem pretty... I don't know. Quiet. You seem fine with being here. Like, you're not angry that we've taken you?
No.
I feel like, there's a surprising lack of sort of backstabbing, considering that we kidnapped you and then said we killed your dad.
Well, I guess the killing my dad part is part of why I'm being so cooperative with you. Let's say, as I mentioned that they have the same, I guess Corvus Heath and Kairos have the same proclivities in the way that they govern their particular sanctions of the world. You can imagine that being the son of said tyrant earns you some benefits. And to Corvus, I don't have those shared benefits.
Oh, so you walk up to your tyrant daddy and you're like, hey, can I like be on your team? And he treats you like he treats the rest of us, and now you're on our side. I see.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm exactly on your side.
You did hold a knife to his throat.
I don't necessarily have many options, and
I mean, kind of a little bitch move to be on his side in the first place just because he treats you well.
If what you're saying is true, then you have killed him before, and that makes the odds more in your favor. I tend to align with the odds.
Are you
saying... You're a dirty opportunist.
This much was obvious. But
fucking jello for a spine, this one.
Are you saying that you would like us to assassinate this universe's version of your dad?
Assassinate, depose, murder, whatever verb you would choose, I am entirely unopposed to.
See, now this is one of the sanest things you've ever said. Thank you. Yeah.
he laughs at that one, actually. That laugh was in character.
Cyrus, I have another question.
I have another answer.
Have you, besides Corvus, Kairos, your father, have you met anyone that matched the likeness of the person in the previous world? Like Demetrius, Kajuka, anyone else?
Well, I've been here a couple months, and I really haven't...
Wait, no, back... Wait,
Corvus has been...
Back the...
What's that?
You've been here a What's couple up? Months?
Yeah. How long have you been?
Couple days. Like a
days.
Week?
Days.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, like a maybe a week.
Yeah.
You jumped into the blue glowing light that emanated from Kairos's body. We slept and then went through the portal. And we were on Novella's ship for a day?
Sorry, hold on. The portal?
Oh, don't worry about that.
That's,
I guess I'm not in really a position to be asking the questions
here,
so I'll...
Yeah, no, you're not. Also, if I remember correctly, the first time that we met you, we appeared out of thin air, and you were like, oh, you're trespassing, but we walked through a portal, and we were like, no, we walked through a portal, and you were like, portal? What the fuck's a portal? I bet you feel silly now, appearing
in
the middle of the
ocean. Actually, no, this brings up a good point. If you don't, from your perspective, what the fuck is the catalyst?
That's a good question.
I know that it resembles the crystal that was in my father's throne. Mm-hmm. I know that it was my father's absolute prized possession. He treated it almost as a part of himself. He cared very deeply about that crystal, and he kept it. He stayed on his throne, and I'm not sure if that was... I'm sure part of it was as he liked to, I guess, wallow in his immense power and status, but I wonder if part of it wasn't to just be near the crystal. But I don't know anything about what it is here or why it's here. Those are the only, as far as I know, as far as I've seen, Corvus Heath and the Catalyst are the only two things that this world shares in common with mine.
Did your father procure the crystal while you were alive, or did he have it since you were born, for as long as you can remember?
He's had it as long as I can remember.
Fascinating. And it burns you when you touch it.
That part I'm not entirely... I don't understand. I don't know what that's about. I know Corvus wanted it, and it was my charge to procure it. And seeing as I was unable to procure it, things didn't go very well for me after that. But I don't understand. I could not tell you why.
Were you able to touch it in the old, in the last dimension? Or were you just not allowed to go near it?
I mean, I'd never tried. I was never permitted to be near the throne, near the...
Did you see Kairos ever touch it?
He stops and he kind of thinks to himself and he says, come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen him handle it himself. No. I don't think I've ever seen anybody handle it.
Ren sort of like looks at him and squints for a second and then says, would you like to try?
I mean, it did hurt a lot, but I guess.
Okay, well, the crystal is still in the doohickey. I guess we have that out for...
I mean, we have others.
Navigating.
We have the first one.
Yeah.
You have now three crystals, one of which was inside of the doohickey.
Yeah, and it was the original world's crystal that burned everyone, so I assume that any crystal would do the same.
Yeah.
I have the one that burned him in my backpack.
And no, I but have, who has the one from Kairos'
I do.
World?
I have that one. So I'll pull it out of my bag and just, like, I'm gonna hold on to it pretty tight.
You
so
said that... it was the one from Kairos' world that burned him? It wasn't. It was the one from
world
that burned
him. It was the one from our world. That's what I said.
Yes.
I have the one from Kairos' world, so I'm gonna take it and hold it tight so that he can't grab it from me just in case, but, like, let so that he can get, like, a finger on it and, like, see.
Okay. He extends a finger, and he touches it, and nothing happens.
What?
Fuck.
Did you feel anything?
So no pain or anything?
He looks kind of confused. He's like, no, there's not really any pain or it felt like a really, really strong burning, and then there's a pit that grew in my stomach of, like...
The first time.
It felt wrong to touch it when I tried to grab it, but...
The first time. There's, for the other one.
Yeah. For the other time, but...
Okay, wait, can we get out the other crystal, too? And like, not to, like, torture you and make you do that again, but, like,
for science. To do that.
Yeah.
For my studies.
Okay, you take it out, and you hold it up to him, and he puts a finger out, and the same thing happens. Nothing.
For the first one.
Huh. Okay.
Yep.
Huh.
Huh.
Well.
Wait, so which one did burn him?
The first original crystal burned him.
And it's not
and
burning
he just
him
touched
now.
It. Yeah.
He just touched it and nothing happened.
Oh.
What the fuck? What? Should I kind of like huddle everyone together like 2 feet away from him in the boat? I go.
I can plug my ears if you'd like.
No.
I don't think you
do
it. I think we tied you up actually.
So wait, he.
Oh yeah, we did.
Did he just touch the crystal that was in the doohickey or no?
No.
No.
No. Should None of we... you have been able to pass through the
what?
External
should
barrier.
Should we try? Other. Should we, like, hold the ball barrier thing and have him touch it?
We can't get through the barrier to touch the crystal.
But we can, like, hold it through the barrier? Like a ball? Like a...
Yeah.
Can we... I guess
yeah.
he can touch
it just
the
feels
barrier.
Like a sphere that you're holding. You can hold it from the barrier, but...
Yeah. He might... If it doesn't burn him, he might be able to... touch it get through
I don't want him to touch it I don't want him to have it I mean, hey, I guess guys. We could.
This is slightly off topic, but also not really. Should we check the tapestry?
Yes. I mean, I don't want to check it in front of him.
Like, I really don't want to check it in front of him. But
somebody like, hold up a cloak.
Just blindfold him. He's tied up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, we can do that.
Duh. Okay.
I could keep my eyes closed and just look off the side of the ship.
Oh, you trust you? Yeah. My guy.
I trust you to do that. Yeah, and I put a piece of cloth over his eyes.
You can blindfold me if you'd like as well.
Oh, yeah, I bet we can.
Okay.
He's like a little too okay with this.
That's okay. What I'm saying. He's like, oh yeah, I'll touch the pain orb. Oh yeah, no, why don't you blindfold me?
You can tie my hands. You can like strap me down. Yeah. Yeah, but gag no, me, I'm heterosexual. Fuck you.
Okay, I'm just gonna blindfold him.
Yeah, I blindfolded him. He's
wonderful.
What do we see on the tapestry?
Jesus.
You see. So after you land on the ship, you see a shape of bars and 5 figures, and then bars again, and then 7 figures, and then a like rolled up paper, and then 7 figures and a shark and 5 figures and a lightning strike and 5 figures and a crystal and 6 figures and 2 skulls and 6 figures and an anchor and 6 figures and bars, and it kind of splits into like 2 the way it did, and then on either it's bars, one of them has 3, other has 2, and then it there's like on the top where there's 3, there's like it just kind of goes down and conjoins with a key. But on the bottom there's a spot that looks like there was a thing, but it like has been, it looks like somebody removed what would it be called? Like, what's the word for, like...
the stitching? The embroidery?
Yeah, like, the embroidery of the shape. It looks like somebody, like... it looks like it was taken out, and there's, like... in, like, the actual fabric of it, where it's been, like, a solid red, there are some flecks of, like, white. And then after that, there is a key, and then it conjoins with... the other path, and then there is a crystal and 5 figures and a boat and 6 figures, and that's where you are.
Is there a, like, that same effect that happened? I assume that's just from, like, the old lady in the rift. Is there a similar one back, like, before representing, like, when we were at Northhelm?
The market.
Like when we met them.
No,
yeah.
Not the market. The not when the market. Meadow saw the rift. Also.
Oh.
Okay. You go. You look over where kind of that would have been chronologically, and there's no like embroidery that's been removed, but you can actually see on like around one of the castles there is a little bit of the white.
Okay.
Interesting.
It's very, very subtle.
So, looks like the tapestry knows that this guy's tagging along.
Can I percept the white spots to see if I can see what it was? Like,
I'd go investigate.
Okay. This is so sad. I have a -1 investigate. That's a 10. I'm not, no.
Okay. With a 10, it just looks like it's around the same kind of size as the rest of these, like, embroidered spots have been. And it looks like it was in, like, gold thread, like the other ones have been. But, like, there's some remnants of it left, but there's not.
Enough to tell, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know the shape of it.
Interesting.
Okay.
It doesn't show anything right now, of course.
I'm guessing someone's been rowing this whole time. just like while we've been talking. We didn't stop rowing to
We've been trading you've taken shifts,
I imagine we also took
Venus just ended her shift. That's why she was so eepy.
Yeah, exactly.
She fell asleep during her shift? That's crazy.
No, after.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we've established that. I'm gonna, I guess we put the tapestry away probably.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Thanks. Cool.
Hey, that's a pretty good thing to do.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna just, I don't see any reason to keep him blindfolded, especially with how weird he is. So I just, I'm just gonna reach over and like, take the blindfold off.
He like, blinks as his eyes adjust to the light. He says, ah, yes, very good.
See,
I really
want to
put it back on.
He's like, oh, that's better. Oh, thank you for taking the blindfold off. So it's like, it's really kind of weird.
I don't like this guy at all.
I'm having, I think I'm having a lot of fun with this guy. He's the worst.
He's entertaining, at least.
Was this flashback? Did we flashback? Are we supposed to flash forward again?
We can flash forward. I think that was just your first, like, that's a good snapshot of your first, like, day rowing. And this is your second day, like, it's about midday now. Flash forward. Ooh, sound effect.
Nice.
And now it's, like, midday. Venus, you just woke up from Saradin throwing a bucket. I made that character choice for you because I thought it was funny, but I'm sure you have,
It fits.
What are you guys, what have you been, like, up to now after that, like, interaction?
Just being so fucking bored.
I think Ren is, do I have spears? That's actually, I have a javelin. So I'm trying to kill fish from the boat with my javelin, like, for
Okay. Okay, this is actually, this scene will be very good, actually. So you are, I want you to roll, roll survival.
Fuck yeah. 16.
Okay, so you're kind of like leaning over the edge of the ship, or the boat, and like with your spear, you've seen like a couple like fish occasionally, kind of like at the surface, and you've tried to go for them, and you jab your spear into, or your javelin into the water, and you come up with, there is a fish on there, and as you're holding it up, something collides with your boat.
Oh, God.
It starts to rock a little bit. And since you're, like, on the edge, make a perception check.
Okay. Jesus, another nat 20. Okay.
Yo! Whoa.
Nice! Okay,
let's go.
Okay. So you can see there are a bunch of silhouettes, like, larger silhouettes underneath the water moving actually in the direction that you're heading. There, some of them brush up against your, like, the bottom of your boat, and with a nat 20, I will say that you can tell that they are definitely spin sharks.
Spin sharks?
Ooh.
Of all kinds of sizes. You see, like, Yippee. You see some, like, fainter, like, shapes down towards the bottom of it, and, or down lower in the water, and some of them look pretty big, but they kind of just pass by you, and they don't attack your ship. They just, some of them like run up against it, but they keep continuing on in the direction that you're headed.
Okay, as long as they're not attacking me, I think I'm gonna take the fish that I caught and stop fishing because I don't want to hit them. I guess I didn't. Does anyone have like fire magics? I didn't think about how
sword.
We're gonna cook this.
I could have had fire magic, but
sword.
I think
stab them
I didn't.
On the sword and swing it around.
Oh my god, that's so good, Venus. Yes.
That's amazing.
I unsheath the sword.
That is sick.
What am I doing with the sword?
As you
grilled piece.
As you unsheath it, the crystal like grows onto it, and the fire comes back.
What do you think
fire
of that?
Fire sword,
huh, Cyrus? Yeah. What do you think of that?
I mean, that's.
You
that's,
could,
that
fish
smells
could
pretty
that is
tasty,
really cool.
Right?
I don't, like, that's, it does smell pretty good. Am I gonna be getting any of that, or?
You get one berry a day,
I mean,
bitch.
If we have some left over.
You get one berry a day.
I think it was a decent-sized fish that was fit for five people, but if you try to spread it with six, it would probably be pretty scant each. but...
Yeah, no way.
Sorry about it.
It's still probably going to be a little bit scant, because it is one fish.
Right.
But it was enough size where you could each get some.
Pre-salted.
I'm going to jump forward here a little bit,
I actually ask about a thing that I want to do?
Okay.
That could be very interesting, or it could not work at all.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Meadow for the first crystal back. There's something I want to try with it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm not using it.
Thank you. And so I have a silly little thing called Infuse Item. And one of them, hold on one second, is called Replicate. Oh, no. One of them is called Homunculus Servant. Prerequisite, a gem or crystal worth at least 100 gold pieces. That's just, you know, that's D&D mechanics and stuff.
Okay.
You learn intricate methods for magically creating a special homunculus that serves you. The item you infuse serves as the creature's heart, around which the creature's body instantly forms. Could I try to make a little catalyst freak? A little guy.
A little catalyst freak?
If you wanna make a little freak about
that's
around
so
the
silly.
Catalyst.
I think I will. It doesn't.
Okay.
I don't think I have to roll for it. Hold on. I think I can touch a non-magical object and imbue it with one of my infusions, turning it into a magic item. Oh, it has to be non-magical. Fuck.
Yep. All right.
God
then
damn
absolutely
it.
Not.
Fuck.
This is very, very powerful magic.
That would have been really sick.
Ha ha ha.
All right.
I have a pebble. I have a pebble. Wait, no. I literally, in my inventory, I have a cool pebble from the cave. I have a cool rock from the castle. I have several unknown potions. I have a shard of
gold. That's nice that you label where the rocks are from. I don't. I just have cool rock written in really big bold letters. No clue what that's from.
Wait.
The prerequisite is that it has to be at least 100 gold pieces. But Tin, can you let us be silly?
Can it be boardy?
Can we make boardy?
I think value
is subjective.
Is
emotional
subjective.
Value.
Yeah.
And emotional value is a type of value.
I mean, really, right? if you own Bordy and you wouldn't part with him for 100 gold pieces, then that's what he's worth, you know?
Exactly.
Okay. If someone held that shard of Bordy for ransom, would you pay 100 gold to get it back?
I think I would, honestly.
Well, there you go. That's worth
there
right there.
There you go. Right. I know I shouldn't, but I'm a sentimental bitch. What can I say?
So, I take Bordy from Egg. From Brad.
From who?
And I go...
Oh, Egg's there. Whoa.
It's just an egg.
I'm in the game.
And I go, thank you. Is there a specific animal or, like, creature that you want this to be turned into?
Possum.
Board.
What are the options, I guess?
Make him a big boar. A boar.
Like a sick wolf. Oh, shit, boar. That's kind of a banger.
Thank you.
But also, he'd be sort of like a dope alpha wolf type.
That would be, yeah.
Oh, I can make it into a
like a really cool
board?
Edgy one.
Wolf boar. Wait, that's better.
Wolf board. Okay. The description boar. Does say that I determine the appearance. Some artificers prefer like mechanical looking birds, whereas some like winged vials or miniature animate cauldrons.
So is it flying? Does it can just be boardy with wings?
It could. I could make little mechanical wings that go around it.
That's adorable, actually.
Okay. So I go, thank you. And I'm going to scroll back to the infused item page. Boardy doesn't need attunement, does it?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Cool.
No, it's a piece of wood.
It's a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's basically like whenever you create something in like Animal Crossing or whatever, and there's like a bunch of hammering and dust and tinkering and shit, and Marsh kind of does that on one side of the boat, and I imbue it, and it's literally just a board with a metal strap around it with little metal wings, and it just flies around the boat. But it's
that is incredible. How long does this last?
Until I die.
Or when Mark dies, we have two big major character deaths.
This is so good.
Oh, that's the best answer.
There are caveats to this
that you've ever given.
Yes, there's a couple caveats. Your infusion remains an item indefinitely, but when you die, the infusion vanishes after a number of days have passed equal to your intelligence modifier. Minimum of one day. The infusion also vanishes if you give up your knowledge on the infusion for another one. So I can only do two infusions at a time. So if I... This is like the glowing haunch. If I do a third one, Bordy goes back to Bordy. Bordy loses flight.
Okay. That's fine.
I have a couple other ones that are fun.
Okay. So you've got a... So you've just got a pet now.
We've just got a little pet.
Like, oh my god, mascot.
I think
Bordy's back, you guys.
The second that Bordy becomes animated, I'm like, ah! I don't run over to him because this is a boat, but I'm like...
No, you can do that. I can use my third level spell slot to let you run it on the water.
You run it on the boat.
I play with Bordy.
I give him little scratches on the head. Does he have googly eyes? I feel like he should have googly eyes.
There's tiny little metal googly eyes that Marsh made.
Yes.
If he's like the size of a chocolate bar, the googly eyes are like on the front of the chocolate bar, you know? Like on the little thin part at the front.
Like where eyes would go.
Oh, wait, cute.
And then there's a like a metallic strap around it that has the wings on it. Like a money.
That's adorable.
Clip. Yeah.
That's great.
It's literally just a fly.
Can Bordy be this episode art? I think that would be a good episode
that works.
Art.
It can be like Marsh on one end and Ren on the other, like, oh, Bordy flying.
Bordy.
That's good. And that took 10 minutes. I'm sorry. That's great.
What about it?
No, that's good. That's some good stuff that I didn't have a plan for that 10 minutes. So, we're going to jump forward a little bit. You've been rowing, and I guess you've probably changed shift once or twice over the next, let's say, like, 5 hours you've been rowing. Just kind of playing with Bordy, I guess. It is late afternoon. The sun is kind of in the sky, like, right up ahead of you. And you hear it before you see it.
Oh, God.
The telltale sound of water moving, or rather, water falling. As you row your boat closer to the sound directly ahead of you, which according to the compass is exactly where you're headed to, you see it. It looks like there's a portion of the ocean in a circle that just kind of stops. As you get closer, you can see that kind of isn't really the case. It just like the ocean just sinks. For about half a mile around, you can see this circle has lowered down about 300 feet, and you're around the edge of it now, and water is kind of cascading down at a steep drop. Not like it's flowing over a cliff, just like the ocean goes, and then it doesn't anymore, and the water's moving down. The water on the surface is calm right up until the edge of it. You're at the edge now, and you see something kind of incredible. Below you is a coral reef.
Whoa.
You see shades of red, green, purple, blue, and yellow coral all completely in the open air, but they appear to be doing well and being alive. And around the stalks of coral, you can see a plethora of fish living and interacting, swimming through the open air. And in the center of this giant interwoven mountain of coral, you see coral and gold intertwined, the archway.
Ah! Yeah! Holy shit!
That's so cool.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Hey everybody, it's Tin, and I'm back with some show notes, free of charge, just for you. Want to give a super quick shout out to Dax Ayrton on Reddit, that is DAXAYRTON. He's great, check his stuff out, it's awesome. Thank you for listening. I doubt you're listening today, but if you are, Happy New Year. This marks another year of, I think this is the however many, it marks another year of Dice Club, and that's awesome. We've done so many bigger and better things this year than we did in the last year, and I am so excited to see, for you to see what we've got in store for this next year, including the next episode, which is very, very exciting, and the one after that, which I'm maybe more excited about than any creative endeavor that I've ever been a part of. So stay tuned for that. We're doing an episode every week this month, which is going to be very tough on our part. So if you'd like to return some of that love, maybe tell a friend about the show. If you want to talk about the show online, you can use the hashtag TheDiceCast. And if you want to find where we are online, you can go to our, you can find all our links at linktr.ee/DiceClubPodcast. This year has been amazing, and next year will be even better. So thank you for everything. The next episode will be out on January 8th, I think. If it's a day or two late, some of these might be, but I'm really going to try to make that not the case. So see you January 8th. Enjoy the rest of the show.
You also see in the kind of wall of water that's going around those same silhouettes of the spin sharks from before. They're kind of just circling around this sinkhole, the wall of which drops down about 300 feet. What are you doing?
What the fuck?
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Does the boat with all of us on it weigh more than 500 pounds?
Six folks and a boat.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd say it does.
Okay.
You should all be possum-sized.
Yeah, Mark, because like,
it would make everything so a lot easier.
You know, if Cyrus wasn't there, then maybe, but yeah, no, I doubt that's true still.
Bro's got a lot of muscle mass, I'm sure.
Anybody got, like, a feather fall spell?
I have jump and levitate, also feather fall, but
well,
I only have two spell slots left. First level.
Didn't we just spend?
I mean, there's been a long rest on a boat since.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot when I used.
You've all got full health and full spell slots.
I can stab a shark with a javelin. I don't know.
Well, let's not start stabbing any sharks before any shark starts trying to eat us. You know,
yeah.
There we don't need to engage. You,
we don't need to initiate combat with the sharks.
Oh wait. It's choose up to five fallen creatures within range. Okay.
Fuck Cyrus.
Cast it.
He can fall and like get.
Well, no, just don't cast it on me and I'll go down with someone else.
Oh, that's true.
They'll fall a little bit quicker, maybe.
I don't know.
I say, okay, do we want to do that? Jump off the boat and I'll cast Featherfall?
There is also, like, at the bottom, there's, like, a moat of water kind of around where the
like Minecraft
seafloor starts and the thing.
Do we have a plan for getting back into the boat, should that be necessary?
Well, I mean, I don't think so, but we can send the boat down when we go.
Like, now we're just dipping.
Right. But, like, if we can't...
Better start climbing.
Let's cast it, we'll push the boat over and see what happens when it goes down, and then we'll feather fall.
Yeah, I guess we just fuck around and find out. That's fine. Sure.
There's no possible way that this could backfire.
Feather fall, okay?
Yeah, but the boat won't. The boat will not feather fall.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Not if we need a boat.
For what?
For floating.
But it's dry down there.
Yes, down there. It is indeed. Down there it's dry.
And then there's the archway.
It's literally the first dry place.
There's a moat down there. Of water.
Yeah, but like just
literally
a moat
the first
of water.
Dry,
the rest
I've
of
seen.
It.
Not see it. We could land on the coral.
in this dimension.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying is we'll jump and land on the coral and then we'll push the boat down and see what happens.
Great. Okay.
Coral is about 2,000 feet.
What?
2,000 like feet is... ahead of you.
Because 2,000 feet would be like a mile.
No. 2,000 feet is not a mile, Birdie. A mile is 5,280.
Okay.
Why the fuck are your measurements like this? Switch to metric!
You said...
I readjusted. I readjusted. And I said 1,000. Sue me. I got the number wrong.
Okay. I'm sorry that I was misled by someone.
If yikes. From where we're standing, if we jump and cast Featherfall, can we like air swim our way over to the coral as we're falling?
It does seem really far.
It does seem
How
really far.
How long does Featherfall last?
1 minute.
Oh, here's okay.
But I can here's cast it again as a reaction.
Yeah, what here's if we fun... just jump and then like a minute from the ground you turn on Featherfall?
No, there's nothing.
It's 300
Do you think
feet.
That the jump is originally going to take more than a minute?
No.
This is not Matilda.
With Featherfall, it'll probably take less than a minute still to get down.
Like,
300
not,
feet is
we're
high,
not
but
falling
it's not that
out of a
high.
Fucking, like, plane. Like.
Okay, what if we all have Featherfall cast on us, and then when we jump, we hold onto the boat, so then we'll go a little bit slower?
Sure, let's do that.
So stupid.
Let's see if this is.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know what we're doing.
So we're taking the boat with us.
Sorry, hold on. Oh, yeah, hold on. I want one person to step by step this for me, just real quick.
Do you want me to repeat what I said?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Birdie, it's all on you.
I said, Marsh will cast Featherfall on us mm-hmm. so that, you know, we fall slowly.
Okay.
Yes. And then as we're all falling, we just also all hold on to the boat so that it goes down with us. And maybe we'll go a little bit fast, but maybe a bit slower, too.
Okay, well, what's the goal of this? Why do we want the boat down there?
Because it's like
because
1,000
there's
feet away
there's water.
To get to the land.
Because there's water
apparently.
And the coral.
The water,
we need
the water
to
is
get
not
to the
that.
Coral.
The water is not that wide. It's like
well,
it's like
okay.
a moat.
Well,
around, it's like maybe 20
yeah.
feet of
okay.
water.
Just...
Wait, so then was I right in the first place?
That it's mainly dry down there. Mm-hmm.
Then why did you say the coral was 1,000 feet away?
Because that's where the mountain is. I don't know. That's on me. I'm sorry, you guys.
So it's
okay,
yeah,
so
miscommunication
it is.
Here. Ocean floor.
It's like ocean floor, and then,
and then coral mountain.
That was my yeah.
Oh, okay. So just doing Featherfall will be fine then.
Should be
okay.
Distance
I'm glad
wise,
we figured
I guess.
This one out. Great job, team.
Distance wise. Okay. I still think we should push the boat down over the edge to see what happens when we go.
Push it over the edge, and then it's gonna like shatter in a bajillion pieces.
Thank you.
Well,
that's
and then
what
your
I was
going to
say. I think
we
if we
the
push
boat?
The boat over there, we break the boat.
Maybe, I'm thinking maybe it'll flow down the side. Like, gravity will get weird, but I don't want to test
and
that on us.
And then it'll crash. But, like,
and
sideways.
Then it'll flow into the... You ask why we need the boat, and then you get mad when I say something that might hurt the boat.
No,
I have a question.
I think I did not ask why we need the boat.
I've been on this boat for 3 days. I don't care if it's broken. At
yeah,
this point,
we have other ways we can get
like,
out.
Like, what? Meadow, I love you so much, and I'm sorry I'm yelling at you, but I've been in the hot sun for 3 days, and there hasn't been a single tree at all. Do you have an idea to make the boat survive at all?
No, I don't know what to do about the boat. I just think that it would be bad if we were at the bottom of the ocean, and then something happened, and we drowned.
I mean, I think the only way is to just push the boat over the edge. Unless you want to go with my idea, we all hold on to it while we do
Featherfall.
Why
can't we just let the boat just do whatever it wants on the surface while we're down there? Because if what we're thinking, if the archway doesn't work and then we're stuck there, we find a way up and then the boat is maybe like a little bit over there and I can swim pretty well. and I'm really strong, I can carry a boat.
I can walk on water. It's just that I'm not on the water, I'm below the water. You know, like, I don't know how that would work if I start on the bottom of the seafloor, because I can't walk up the wall. I'm not Spider-Man.
you just shoot straight up real quick.
Like Minecraft. All the time while they're kind of, like, arguing about this, Marsh has been hard at work creating a little creature. And I go, okay, we're doing this. And I toss up a little mechanical bird, like a little magpie made out of like gears and shit, and goes,
okay.
And then Marsh jumps, and the bird kind of like exploding, not exploding, but like shattering into pieces of light, casts Featherfall on me. And everyone else when they jump.
And who else?
Well, okay. Couldn't you only do five
there
people?
There is one person who won't be affected.
I volunteered to not have Featherfall. Someone just...
I'm holding on to Saradin, I guess.
Okay.
What's Cyrus's opinion on all this? Hey, Cyrus, how's it going? You ready to jump?
Cyrus,
you ready to jump
doesn't
down a hole?
Get an opinion. He is a prisoner.
I think we should just not cast Featherfall on Cyrus. How you feel about that?
No, we already... Saradin volunteered.
Going down.
You just hear Marsh like,
Cyrus has no opinion about his impending death.
No,
come on, guys, let's go.
He can.
I mean, I would like.
Fuck his opinion.
Presumably, I would like to not die.
Too bad I push him over the edge.
That would be pretty
cool. Saradin already agreed to not have Featherfall
on him.
Yeah, that's why I'm pushing him over the edge.
Really?
Okay. All right, he falls off. Just kind of flailing, but falling very slowly. Actually, Marsh, as you, as you're falling, you've, like, felt the effects of Featherfall before, and it does seem like Featherfall is definitely working, but it seems like it's working maybe a little bit better than it usually does. Like, you're falling slower than Featherfall typically allows for.
I do an Arcana check on that? Because that's silly to me.
Sure.
You and your Arcana checks.
Yeah,
me
go
and
for
my
it.
Arcana checks.
Oh, you.
16. Thank God for my +6 to Arcana.
Okay, you, with a 16, you can tell that whatever magic is affecting this kind of area has, and is letting the fish swim kind of just in the open air, is maybe also affecting the gravity a little bit, and gravity was maybe lessened.
Okay.
Which would affect your...
Yes.
Featherfall, but... in a positive way, where you're just falling way slow instead of
Well, if we're like
slow.
30 feet up and the spell ends, that's not going to be positive. But maybe we'll still fall slow because of the gravity.
Yeah.
Maybe old Serdin's ideas weren't too shabby then.
Even so, the fall has been significantly shortened.
Venus doesn't care at all. It just holds it the whole way down.
As we go, I'm going to try to drag the boat so that it also goes over the edge, too.
I hope it crashes and, like, kills you.
What?
Okay.
I hope that doesn't happen, personally.
You all jump off the edge, and you're falling very slowly. Not, like, very slowly, but very slowly. And the boat goes off the edge faster than you all, but also slower than what gravity should do to it.
Curious there.
Although as you push it down, it manages to sail past the water portion, and it does hit the ground, and it does shatter.
Wow. For fuck's sake!
Well, it doesn't it doesn't shatter, but it does splinter
in a
and
way
it does
that
not
would
gain
make it
enough
hard
composure
to
hold water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But you all land safely on the ground. The floor of this ocean and this mountain of coral is ahead of you.
I'm
walking.
Gonna crawl up that mountain of coral, man. Maybe catch a fish out of the air.
Are you trying to catch a fish out of the air?
I'm trying to catch a fish out of the air.
Trying to catch a fish out of the air?
Shut up.
I don't.
What, do you want me to roll something for that?
No, you just do it.
Roll sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. Okay. 19 plus 3, 22.
Let's go. You snag a fish out of the air and it kind of squirms in your hand a little bit. And it's very, very slippery. But with a 22, I think you managed to gain a hold on it, although it is trying very hard to get out of your hands.
Anybody want a fish?
Sarah, that's so cool what you just did. Oh my god. That was crazy. Did everybody else see that? Oh my god. Good job, bud.
I eat it.
Oh.
What, live? What? You just bite into
alive.
It?
Alive, that's insane.
Raw? Alive?
Gollum style, bro.
No, obviously okay. Gollum style, that was the first thing I thought, but like, bro.
The second thing you thought was, that's insane.
I don't know.
Yes. I thought like Gollum, and then I thought, well, that's insane.
Okay, well,
I did
I'm
this
intrigued.
All the time as a kid.
Can I take my javelin and stab a fish from the wall of water?
It's not from the wall of water. There's just, like, fish kind of swimming around the air around you, actually.
Oh. This is all happening as we're walking towards the Mountain of Coral.
In yeah? which yes. case, okay. Can I just sort of grab one?
Yeah, you
can
just grab one. Roll sled hand.
Joke's on you. I'm so... I got fucking nat 20. What the fuck?
Yo, yeah. You made it. You put out your hand, and you get two. You grab two of these guys.
Marsh, illustrates Ren in their notebook as like one of the like fish guys that you see on Tinder like holding up the huge hey! Fish.
Let's go.
Dude,
you get
that
two
picture.
Really big ones, one in either hand, just holding them up loud and proud.
This is yes.
right by the mouth.
This is really weird that I thought of this, but I feel like you could get like a lot of babes with that picture.
I agree. I'm just like sort of peak masculinity if you think about it.
Cyrus is blushing.
Is what the fuck?
Anyways,
I just had to process what you said.
What's Meadow doing?
All the what babes. Is Meadow doing? Meadow is approaching this in less of a hunting way and more of a Disney princess way. She's like, "This is I'm living my mermaid dream."
Oh yeah,
true.
She's just vibing, you know, just walking up to fishes and being like, fucking look at this. It's like I'm underwater, but I'm not, because there's no water. But like, it's like if I was a mermaid, it wouldn't be like there was water, because like,
she's
it's
being
like
a SoundCloud rapper to mermaids. The fish.
Sorry.
Meadow's living her princess dreams, and then in the background, we're just killing and eating fish.
Yes. Yay. I mean, Meadow isn't like opposed morally to people fishing. She's just vibing right now because it's cool.
I'm taking as we're walking, I'm taking like little like samples of like fish and rocks and things to keep with me for research.
Hey Tin, I have a question.
Okay, I have an answer. Wait, before your question, I need to know you have like a jar with this just like floating fish just in it.
Me?
Please, it's just, like, swimming around. Please, yeah. Please, yes. I want to know what happens when you leave.
Okay. All right. Oh,
I
yeah.
think I know
okay.
what happens when we leave.
Marsh,
unfortunately.
Marsh, yeah, all right.
Marsh has, like, doesn't eat fish, hasn't really, like, encountered fish a lot before, and just, like, gets the jar, captures a fish, and just kind of puts, like, some moss and, like, sticks in there. And it's like, that's
oh,
what
no.
they eat, right?
Oh my god.
Excellent, 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 excellent. I want this is what the show is about now. I want you to at some point look into fish and decide what kind of fish you got and name it and have it and keep it. This is the most important thing that's ever happened in this campaign, and thank you for this gift.
Okay.
Ren, what was your question?
Bordy is also with us.
My question was
Bordy, yeah. How could I forget about Bordy?
Yeah, do these fish look like the same types of fish we have in our world? And by our world,
yeah,
I don't mean the human world of us, I mean, you know.
Are there only, like, fish,
like,
or are there other sea creatures?
There's, like, other kinds of sea creatures.
Like what?
You can see some, like, you see a couple turtles swimming around. There's, like, different kinds of sea life, like anemones and various polyps on the
do we have
like,
any
actual coral itself as
cephalopods?
I'd say there you spy a cephalopod.
Hell yeah.
Out of the corner of your eye.
Hell yeah. I'm not going to do anything with that information. I'm just psyched about it.
Yeah. Psyched. All right. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It looks majestic swimming through the air. But there are kind of the same types of fish that you would see in your home world.
Interesting.
I don't know how much Ren knows about fish, but they don't Ren's look all around. That like new and different to you.
Ren loves
I wish that I had a cephalopod that could swim through the air. Not Meadow. This is out of character.
One day.
No.
One someday. Day.
No, I don't think so.
That's a coward way of talking.
That's my ideal pet.
Keep dreaming.
Just an air octopus.
Don't let the good life pass you by.
Arctopus.
Just put a flying squirrel in a little, like, Macy's costume.
Well. What?
Anyways, you guys are approaching
flying squirrel. There are so many things that fly.
We're moving past it.
You are approaching the Coral Mountain now, and it doesn't look like there's any, like, defined path upward or like trail that you could follow up, and you'd have to like climb up and past, and coral is very sharp, so you'd also have to worry about that, but that is what it looks like.
Oh shit, I don't have shoes.
Well, I'm an expert climber, so I would like to climb it.
Venus believes Ren climbing that she's team. An expert climber. Who knows if she is?
I have climbed trees before, so...
This should be a survival roll.
I don't think so.
If you're
Why?
Bad enough,
it's
it will
sharp
be.
Sharp rocks. I'm climbing sharp rocks.
You're not... It's not you trying to survive the rocks.
But, like, that's my not the, that's knowledge not of surviving you... and having rock climbed in the past.
That is not what survives.
Coral is,
it is
athletics? Not a rock.
It's athletics is climbing.
It would be athletics.
See, my athletics stat is higher than my survival stat. I was just trying
so
to
why
add
did
flavors.
You...
Fuck okay. you.
How high
okay,
is this?
Okay.
This is like 100 feet. 300 feet up? The mountain?
It's a couple hundred feet up.
Great.
Yeah.
Can I roll...
It athletics. Doesn't pass over the top of the, like, edge of the water, but
okay.
It is still very, very high up.
Okay.
Can I also roll?
Yeah, everybody roll.
Ren...
Everybody who's climbing it. Is that everybody?
Ren got a 21.
Yeah.
6.
Freaking of course you did.
I got 6. A 17.
What are we adding?
10.
Athletics?
Athletics.
Great, I have a plus 0.
Me too.
Cyrus got a nat 1.
He's still tied up, so he gets pulled over.
Tied up.
Yeah, he's still tied up, and he's trying to get up, but he like takes a step and he falls backwards on his face.
backwards,
spins around to his face. He falls backwards and he turns midair and falls on his face.
Can I try to
he's like
carry
the opposite
him
of a
while
cat.
I'm climbing?
What is that, Venus?
Can I try to carry him while I'm climbing?
You're gonna have a disadvantage, but if you want to do that, you can.
Like Princess
okay.
Bride.
So what am I rolling?
Make a strength check to see if you can get up, and then an advantage, or see if you can pick him up and hold him, and then make a athletics check with disadvantage.
Okay, well, I just rolled athletics, and I got a 17, so roll it again.
Mm-hmm.
Two more times.
That's also what I got for mine.
Just one more.
Just one more?
Because that was your first
roll. I got another 17.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Now roll strength to see if you can even pick him up. We did it a little bit out of order, but that's okay.
Okay, strength. Is this is no, it's not a saving throw. It's a normal strength.
No.
Yeah. I know D&D. That's a 13.
Yeah, you do. 13. Okay. I'd say you do, and you can make it up or you can climb the coral, but slower than others would.
Cool. Me and you, Cyrus. In it for lifesies.
For lifesies. Okay. So you guys are kind of climbing up this.
Am I? I rolled a 6.
You can. You're kind of like trailing behind Venus. I'm not gonna make you not be able to, because that would be bad radio. But you're climbing up. You're behind everybody else, but everybody else was able to. And
this is so embarrassing.
How about everybody make a dexterity saving throw for me?
I would love to make a dexterity.
Yay.
Natural 20.
Yikes.
Nat 20, let's go.
Why don't we ever do intelligence saving throws? I could be so good at that.
18.
Eventually.
We should do
19 plus 6, 25.
Zam.
I got a 4.
All right.
Fucking dexterous little possum. Okay.
Me and you,
4,
Marsh.
3, and then everybody else saves.
Mm-hmm. I like
Me
super
you,
save
Venus.
Though.
I saved so hard.
Okay.
It's the bitches with bad
Cyrus
eyesight.
Did not save. Okay. Give me one moment.
Well, This is Cyrus is just having margarita. A bad time.
That's too many dice.
Yeah, that's several.
Dear God, he's still going.
Oh, it just keeps going.
Okay, so everybody who's saved take 11 points of bludgeoning damage.
Why would you do that to us?
And everybody else take 22.
22? That's more than half my hit points.
How was that more than half?
No, that's all. That also would be
I'm
more
so
than
I'm so sorry.
Half
I point. Forgot that I was I have 40 yeah. of the tankier you. Characters.
I also that's have 40.
Insane. I have 22?
71.
Ow.
22. Oh, 71 hit points and y'all are weak as fuck. Okay.
71?
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, yes. So you all take that damage as the... I think I rolled too many dice.
Yeah, I'd say maybe, you think?
My bad. I rolled the wrong amount of dice.
Oh,
everybody...
Hell yeah.
Just take half of what you actually took.
Oh, sick.
Great.
My bad.
So wait,
everybody who didn't save...
Yes.
So take 6 and... 11.
You guys take 6. Okay. We take 11. I think that's 29.
All right.
40 minus 11?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a calculator. Yep. Isn't that nice?
Oh. That's very nice. Calculations.
Now graph the curve of your
that's what
HP.
Saying.
Okay, so you all take that damage as the reef above you shatters into pieces as a cannonball sails into the side
Fuck.
Of the mountain, sending pieces of it flying at you. Cyrus is looking up at the ledge and he says, it's the salvation. And when you look up to see where the cannon fire came from, up at the top of the ocean ledge, you see Corvus Heath's ship.
It's called the
starboard
salvation?
Starboard side to the edge. You now know it's called the salvation. Starboard side to the edge, another cannonball headed your way. Make another dexterity saving throw. Ren, you have advantage.
Fuck, pretty yeah. sure I failed that one.
I just got
I
a dirty 20.
A 2.
18. A 2.
I also got a dirty 20.
18.
Who rolled really well? So 18, dirty 20.
6.
2.
6. 2. Gabs, what'd you get?
Dirty 20.
All right. Okay.
Clean that thing off.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Funny D&D joke for all you guys out there.
Comedy podcast.
Anybody heard of this stuff?
Ha ha ha.
So Venus and Saradin and Ren take 6 damage and everybody else take 12.
Ooh.
Meta, you cannot die again. I swear to Christ.
Hey, I still have more than half my HP left. It's okay. I don't.
Another cannonball sails into the reef near you and shatters, sending pieces hitting you, and as you look back up at the salvation, it has turned to face you, and now it is sailing over the edge of the water.
Huh?
It doesn't look like it's falling.
Fuck.
It is just sailing downwards, and from your vantage point, you can see crew members loading cannons and preparing to fire again. Just then, you hear a crash of water, and from out of the side
please,
of the water wall,
please,
you
please,
see
please.
The despair.
Yeah!
Repaired and in one piece, cracks
yes!
and tears, sealed
Yo.
And mended by brilliant white light. You can see spectral white forms manning the ship, and at the helm you see Novella.
Yes!
Also cracked with white light, her eyes glowing with that same brilliance.
Oh my
she looks
God.
At you, and you see one light flicker as she winks before the despair collides with the salvation.